You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. Hello, everybody. Thank you to everybody that is listening. Thank you for taking the time to visit My Peeping Life Podcast. My name is Tamilyn Murphy, and I am truly humbled that you've taken the time out of your very precious lives to listen to me today. So, I've reached episode 50 of My Peeping Light Podcast, and all I've got to say to you about this journey is wow. It's been one hell of a ride, it's been one hell of a journey, and I have enjoyed every single moment of every learning experience along the way. This podcast has brought to life so many different parts of me that I did not know, and I didn't know I had it in me. And pushing past these boundaries has been one of my greatest achievements. Podcasting seems so simple, yet at the same time is far from it. For those that haven't a clue what they are doing, it is not easy, but it's doable and it's worth it. And what I've learned is that, you know, I think for me the biggest thing, feedback I suppose I've received is sound quality. That sound quality is vital, and on my journey I'm working on learning more and more on improving the quality of sound as I go along. Yes, sometimes it flops, I don't know, and I thank you guys for being so patient with the flop episodes, and sometimes it's amazing, but I'm getting there, and I will never stop trying to make this the best experience for you as long as I'm on this journey and there is growth and we are learning together. So, welcome to episode 50. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about too much information. Being overloaded with too much information really can discourage a person from reaching their destination or a goal that they have set. And I've been fighting with this battle a little bit recently, so I decided it's definitely worth sharing with you. And it's information that I've been going through. It's information that I've used from the processes that I've been going through in the last month or so. So sit back and relax and let episode 50 do for you whatever you need it to do. I'll be right back. My Peeping Light Podcast is a podcast that discusses finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools that I have used and the lessons that I have learned along the way. My name is Tamilyn Murphy, and this is My Peeping Light Podcast. As you all know by now, for those of you that are regular listeners, my favorite place to be is on my blog page, which is called tamstermay.com. And for those of you who are not familiar with the spelling, it is T-A-M-S-T-A-M-E. Tamstermay.com is where I share my soul with you openly in the form of writing, because blogging and sharing is definitely one of my happy places, along with podcasting, because podcasting has obviously been added to the equation, and I am finding that I am happy here too. And surrounding myself with the things that I love has become one of my priorities, and I know that it's not something that I do regularly and always, but every time I feel like my energy is up and I can share a positive experience with you, then I definitely make a point of taking the time to give you the best of me. So today in tamstermay.com, I wrote a piece on too much information, and I'm going to go through it with you and then have a little discussion, I suppose, or a little talk afterwards about why and what exactly has been happening. So Here is too much information written by myself in tamstermay.com. Please feel free to log in to WordPress and have a read if you prefer. So let's get to it. As you all know, I am very into self-mastery and self-development. So in my spare time, I like to attend seminars and educate myself to the best of my ability. What I have noticed, though, is that these so-called masters of the self seem to overload me with emails and seminars and podcasts and even messages on my cell phone, to the point that I stopped listening altogether for a short while because it just became too much for me. You know, I was quiet in the month of June because I was really overloaded with work and with also trying to keep up with everything that I have been given to help improve, to help make improvements on myself. I reached a point where it became too much, and the things that were supposed to help me became the very things that began to hurt me, all because there was no control. I also found that with the courses I enrolled in, there are always Facebook groups, which is normally supposed to be a good thing, but then every life coach and potential master of self on that group finds ways to bombard, or found ways to bombard, my personal profile with their own agendas, filtering through all the messages that I was receiving just to get to the ones I need. And it's led me to having a block and so many people, it's led me to having to block so many people from my account. And it became overwhelming for me. You know, what I've learned is that there are so many people who now want to be life coaches and create their own programs that that it can send your head spinning. So what I've done is this. I took a breath and I remembered who I am and what I want out of this experience, reminding myself that my chosen people to guide me should stay my chosen people, and everyone that has been bombarding my inbox needs to be removed. Now, I get it. You have to promote yourself, and you should. All those people that are trying to become the best of themselves, they should promote themselves. But I don't think you should be feeding off the backs of the courses that you take to bombard other participants to follow you instead of the person that you both learned from in the very first place. You know, it made me think about who I want to be, and it certainly isn't a pain in anybody's behind, that's for sure. Because why would I want to be a pain in someone's behind? I want to be chosen, not forced. I want people to read my blog because they want to read it, not because I'm forcing it down their throats. I mean, I love my little community. And if it grows, then I'm thrilled for every new member. But creating anxiety for people in order for them to read or listen or join or, you know, to my context, it's not on my list of things to do for any given day. I'm not a fan of spam. Spam is annoying, and I never want to have to spam anybody that hasn't willingly signed up for the information. And even then, why spam? You know, it's not necessary to force feed people into who I am and what I do. You know, it became a job on its own keeping up with the gazillion life coaches and mentoring programs being offered to me in a forceful way. So I'm writing this piece for everyone on the same journey of growing themselves that I am on. My advice to you is this: follow your peace. Give energy to the things that come naturally to you, because you will receive information easily when you're ready to receive that information. Don't sign up to anything you don't want to sign up for. Don't let people force you and bully you. If you're curious, go for it. But if it's not for you, don't be guilted or bullied into continuing or joining anything by anyone. Everybody works at a different pace, and you should work at the pace that suits you. Am I saying don't push yourself? Absolutely not. I'm saying push yourself, push your boundaries, but at a pace that you can handle. And don't let the expectations of other people push you off balance, because from what I can tell, most of these coaches are in it for themselves and the money that they can receive from it. And your growth is not their primary objective. Find someone that wants to help you, nurture you, and grow you. So if your gut niggles at you and says something isn't right, listen to it and move along to what is right for you. Don't burn yourself out with an overload of information, because that's the quickest way to throw in the towel on your personal growth. Do one thing at a time and master one change at a time. Guys, you got this. But enjoy the journey. It's supposed to be fulfilling. Do what's best for you. Don't let others overload you, and don't let others spoil your growth processes. Love and light. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. I will be right back with a little chat. Cheers. For now. Cheers for now. And I'm back with just a little unscripted conversation or reflection process that I feel is important for the specific topic. You know, when I started on my journey of self-discovery and self-reflection and self-mastery, it was the beginning of something that I didn't know would open many doors for me. And, you know, everybody's journey is different and everybody's needs are different. So your needs are not my needs and my needs are not your needs. So I don't believe in forcing people to do anything or to be anyone that they are not. Now, people are just built differently and people's experiences in life are different. People don't learn the same ways and people's minds don't absorb at the same rate as the next person. So we have to respect each other and we have to understand that what's good for you may not be good for me and what's good for me may not be good for you. You know, I started this journey of podcasting because it was the next step for me in my growth process. I don't expect everybody on the journey of self-discovery to do podcasting. I don't expect the people around me that are growing with me to do the same things that I am doing. But I do expect the people that I speak to grow within their own capacities. So, you know, I have people that are health fanatics and they are growing in that department. And I have members of my family that, you know, they love baking or they love cooking or, you know, they love writing. You know, my daughter loves drama and I would never force feed what I am capable of doing onto them. But what I do believe in is using the tools to discover yourself and discover where you need to grow and how you need to grow. So, you know, at first it starts with reading books because I didn't know how. And so I looked for the thing that worked for me and I like to read. So I started reading books at a very young age with regards to self-improvement. So Tony Robbins and, you know, way back then when Oprah was a thing and we had the Oprah show. I'm 42 years old. And so when I was young, I grew up in a household where my mother loved watching Oprah. And that was a person that I would watch and look at and think, wow, you know, I may not do it now because I've taken all the information that she gave me as a young person and I related to that information. So I absorbed the information. And I think the key element that people miss is that you have to relate to the person or the information that you are receiving in order for you to absorb it properly. You can't take an engineer and force feed a person in dramatic arts engineering. It's not going to work because their minds work differently and their focuses are different and their interests are different. You know, my pain is not your pain. I've been through different experiences in my life, but what I've learned is that I can take the tools that I have discovered along the way in the books that I've read and in the talks that I've been to and in the classes that I've taken and the development journey that I have been walking on, not running on, walking on, sometimes crawling and sometimes not even doing anything, but nonetheless growing on a daily basis, step by step and day by day. And I take them and I use them in everyday life to adjust myself and to fine tune the things that I'm struggling with and to use tools that other people have created to help myself grow and develop in the spaces that I want to grow and develop. So what I'm finding now, and the reason why I've done this podcast on too much information, and the reason why I wrote the blog post, is because, you know, I've been doing these courses and I've noticed that my emails and my inboxes have been bombarded, and not with information that's helpful to me, but more from people that are wanting to more take from me than give to me. It's, if you do this, I'll do this, or, you know, if you do this for a certain amount of money, I'll do this for you. And sometimes that's not what people need. You know, you trust the processes of a course or of a journey that somebody is offering, and then the people that are on that journey with you take your information to exploit it and to cause anxiety, because somebody continuously inboxing you on a personal level where you're trusting that they have your best interest at heart when they actually don't, can hurt you more than help you. So what I am doing here is I'm trying to just enlighten you that not every bit of information that you receive is information that you need. You can hear something and not use it. You don't have to take in every single bit of information. And the reason I feel it's necessary to emphasize this fact is because the everyday person doesn't have the capacity to distinguish between what they need and what they don't need. They just sometimes feel that because you are an expert at it, and some of these coaches are not even experts at it. I know coaches that should not be coaches, but they are coaches because, you know, it's the way to go nowadays. Everybody is a coach. There's coaches in every single corner, left, right, and center, life coach, emotional coach, spiritual coach. There's coaches for everything. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm saying that there are a lot of people out there that are not in it for the right reasons. And the only way that you as a person can get the fulfillment that you need and the information that you need out of it is to truly follow your gut feeling and follow your peace. And if there's anything inside of you that says, this is not for me, then move away from it and find something that is for you. It's so sad that you can take something as good as coaching a person's life into a better place and turn it into something that is about you instead of them. I do this because I want to share myself with you. I have never thought of, you know, turning it into, let me force myself on you so that I can benefit. Because what's the point of me giving this information? What's the point of me, you know, taking my pain and turning it into something positive if I'm doing it only to gain instead of to give? So if you find that the journey that you are on and the people that are around you are taking from you more than giving to you, then those are not the people that you should be surrounding yourself with. I'm not only talking about self-mastery and self-growth and life coaches. I'm not only talking about courses. I'm not only talking about things that you are paying for. I'm talking about the people that are around you as well. Sometimes you have to surround yourself with different people. Sometimes you have to take yourself out of your comfort zone and find other people that will be able to broaden your, I suppose, your information spectrum, broaden your understanding of life. You know, the average person lives their life day to day, paycheck to paycheck, fighting the struggles of emotional pain, mental pain, physical pain, financial pain, and they just want to stay alive. And from the people in my life, I know that I'm surrounded by people that I want to help. And when I do choose to help them, I'm helping them on a level of, this is what I have to give. And I hope that it can elevate you and lift you up so that you can take a step up from where you are and from the way you think to make yourself a better person. I have people that live in the poorest of poorest communities in my space, and I have people that live in the richest of rich communities in my space. All those people have one thing in common, is that they want to grow and they want to be better, but they don't know how. And there are a lot of people that have learned how, and there's a lot of people that are exploiting those that do not know how. And I don't think it's fair that we have such an evil that exploitation on this level is a thing. So this post is from me to you to say, be careful, but be courageous at the same time. Find the courage to take the steps that you need to take. And remember that it's not impossible, but also be careful who you let into your space, because not everybody wants to help you. However, there are a lot of people out there that do want to help you. So you do have to take your step out, and you do have to, I suppose, filter your way through all the good and the bad people in the world. The world is full of bright and beautiful places and bright and beautiful people. But unfortunately, it is also full of people that are hurt and damaging and self-centered and are only in it for themselves. So you have to find your way, and you have to surround yourself with the good people. But in order to do that, you have to step out into the world and be brave enough to face those people that want to take from you and be able to distinguish the difference between the two. You know, I wish for you to find the easier path, but unfortunately, there is no easy path that is worth taking. The easier paths are always the shortest paths, and those are the paths that lead you to the places that will hurt you more than harm you. So if you find that it's too easy, try and discover why. Life is worth taking the time and working your way slowly through each and every challenge that you have, and each and every source of pain that you have to face, one at a time, and the way you know how, not the way other people tell you how. Find your own path, find your own journey, and don't let other people talk you into hurting yourself more than helping yourself. So that's what I got to say. And as for the spammers out there, you know what? You can keep spamming, because eventually everybody on this journey will see you for who you are, and the energy that you put out into the world will come back to you. So my suggestion is to stop, but you know, I hope that when the negative energy that you've put out into this world comes back 10 times more in tenfold, that you find the courage to do better next time. You know what? Yes, there's dangers in the world, but there are so many pleasant and beautiful things to look out for. So live your life with love and with light, and live your life focusing on the good things and focusing on the light and the beauty and the beauty in people, instead of the darkness and the ugliness in people. So too much information can be a bad thing. Focus on one thing at a time, but never stop trying and never stop believing that it's possible to grow and it's possible to change. This is my Peeping Light podcast, and my name is Tamilyn Murphy. Thank you so much for being here. I love sharing with you, and I hope that this has helped, even if it's in the slightest way. Don't forget, your journey is your journey. It's not for anybody else to pressure you into doing things that you are uncomfortable with. Never stop learning who you are. Never stop growing into yourself. And never stop being the best version of you that you could possibly be. It's been a blast, guys. This is the end of episode 50, and I am officially out. I'll see you next time. Catch you on the flip side. Love and light. This is my Peeping Light podcast. Ciao. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Established in 2017, Tamsinamo began as a means to develop myself into the person that I envisioned and to help others to do the same by sharing my stories through written words in the form of a blog. In March of 2021, my Peeping Light podcast was added to the brand in order to expand the vision and knowledge through spoken word as well. The Tamsinamo brand represents light in a world full of dark spaces and offers followers and listeners a chance to find their inner light through storytelling, information sharing, poetry, and life experiences. I would personally like to welcome you to the Tamsinamo family. My name is Tamilyn Murphy, and I am the founder of Tamsinamo. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing your life with me. And I would like to wish you all love and light.